Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, good morning out there, folks. I don't know if I should be a little bit nervous here today or not. We're honored today to be launched on a new platform, BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. I don't know if you've ever been to that website or not, but I give a tip of the cap to Bradley Dean, who connected me with BeforeIt'sNews.com, and they've been one of my news sources, regular sources. I go there for as I'm doing facts, program setup and all that kind of stuff. I go there a lot. Well, Bradley made a connection, and here we are streaming live today on BeforeIt'sNews.com. Now, we're not going to do this every day, I'm sure of that, but I sure tip my cap to Mike and the crew at BeforeIt'sNews who gave us this platform to be able to be in here. And I want to say to all of you out there who maybe are watching CoachDaveLive.com for the first time, we call this a huddle. I'm a former high school football coach who was sued by the American Civil Liberties Union for praying with our football teams way back in the late 1990s. Actually, it's 1997. I went through a two-year battle with the ACLU for my right to be able to pray. And then in 2000, I walked away, excuse me, from teaching and coaching, started a ministry called Pass the Salt Ministries, and I've been working for 18 years to try to awaken the church, Christians in particular, to understand the times in which we live and understand what it is that we need to do. And it's been a battle, I've got to be honest with you. But we're really, really beginning to make some traction. It's a crazy, crazy time to be alive in America. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ here, for it is the power of God to salvation. And I understand that there are probably, many viewers who are watching this for the first time. Maybe you're not Christian. Maybe you've had your fill of Christianity. The last thing you want to do is hear some guy get on and blather on and on and on about Christianity and Christ and Jesus. And listen, I'm with you, okay? I'm with you. And I just ask that you give us a chance here this morning, because we believe the Bible. Those of us, we're not new kids on the block. We've been doing this every morning for about 3 years. We have what we call a huddle, an interactive group of people that come on the screen with us. You can come on the screen with us. Go to CoachDaveLive.com and click on Join the Huddle, and you can come in and become part of this back and forth dialogue we have, this huddle, this conversation, this in the multitude of many counselors is great wisdom. But see, this just isn't going to be, folks, listen, I'm going to tell you something. You've never seen anything like this, okay? You've just never seen anything like it. This is not go to church Sunday. This is hard-hitting Bible discussion, and we analyze what's going on. And are you ready for this? We take what we see around us, we look at the Bible, and we ask this simple question. What in the hell, can I say that? I think I can say that. What is wrong with Christians and the Christian church that all this evil is going on and the church doesn't rise up and do anything about it? We touch all of it. We call it tinfoil hat Christianity. We dive into all of it. We dive into what's going on in the government. We dive into what's going on in the church. We dive into what's going on in our schools. We go dive into what's going on with the homosexual agenda and what's going on with abortion and what's going on. We dive into it all. We dive into what's wrong with the church. And the reason we ask the question, why is the church so ineffective in what's going on in this world? If the scriptures tell us that we are the salt of the earth, and if the salt loses its savor, it's henceforth good for nothing except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Well, Jesus asks, what's wrong with y'all? Now, I want you to understand this. I'm a coach. I yell. I get emotional. I get enthusiastic. And my job, if I have a job at all, is to try to wake you up and get you more involved, for you to take your faith and engage it in the culture. Now, this is not your best life now. And we preach a gospel here where Jesus called you to die to yourself. Jesus loved you so much that when he died on that cross, He told you to die also. He said, you've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live, but not you. Christ lives within you. And he said, you pick up your cross and you follow after me. And we preach a hard-hitting, no-holds-barred, sacrificial gospel here at CoachDaveLive.com. It's called The Huddle. You can see as you look on the screen right now, all these guys over here on the sidelines, many of them are regulars. It says that there are 37 people right now that are in this, in what we call the queue. You can join it. We have thousands that are listening, 37 right now that are in the queue. If you want to join, just go to Coach Dave Live. You see it right there on the screen. Click on that website, CoachDaveLive.com. Click on the website. Click on Join the Huddle. Now, you have to have a camera and you have to have a microphone if you want to come in and be interactive, and because this is talk radio with this thing. That's what we do here. So I'd ask you that you give it right now. Somebody probably already turned off because I'm so loud. But see, we believe that this caricature that we're receiving of Jesus Christ in the modern American church is just a caricature. That's not who he is. And we encourage people. I could get a testimony right now. In fact, I'll bring some of these guys in here to let them testify of what's happened in their life as they've been sitting for 3 years, 5 days a week, an hour a day for 3 years. We have been doing this program. And many of them will confess or testify to the fact that their view of their Christian walk and their view of Christianity in general has been radically transformed by one simple thing. Reading the Bible. Reading what it says, not sitting in the pew and letting some 6-foot icicle tell you what the Bible says, but actually getting into it itself and say, what does that mean? That's what we do here. But we don't just focus on the Bible. We focus on the evil government. We believe this here at CoachDaveLive.com at The Huddle. We believe that according to Genesis 6, there are two seeds. There's the seed of the serpent, the devil and his kids. Yes, the devil has kids. Read your Bible. You are of your father, the devil, Jesus said twice. The devil has kids. And we also believe that anyone who has received Jesus Christ as their Savior is now become what they call the seed of the woman. They are on God's team. So what we see playing out before us in this cosmic battle for truth, justice, and steal from Superman, the American way, is the battle between two seeds, the devil, seed of the serpent, and the seed of the woman. And if you look at what's going on in American politics and you don't factor in the influences of the spiritual world and of the devil and his desire to destroy everything good in America, if you think our national leaders are simply fools, if you think they are just misinformed, if you don't understand the demonic influences, evil spirits in high places is what Ephesians tell us. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. And I would ask you, the before it's news crowd, I would ask you this. What does that mean? That we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. What would those high places be? Would the White House be a high place? Would Congress be a high place? Would the House of Representatives, the Senate, would they be high places? Would the Supreme Court be a high place? What are we fighting against here? And until we in the church understand the spiritual battle that's manifesting itself in a physical nature, we're not going to understand what's going on. Now, this is not a come in here and everybody come to Jesus moment. We don't come here. We don't try to get people to follow, say, a sinner's prayer, and your life will be good and happy, healthy, wealthy, white. That ain't what we're talking about. We ask some very simple questions. What's going on in the world? And what should be the Christian's response to what's going on in the world? Because, see, even though I live for the next world, I'm here to fight for this one. We have grandchildren, all of us in here, children and grandchildren. We've come to the realization that our children and our grandchildren are going to live in the society that we leave them. There, that's it. That a wise man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And that even though my life could end tomorrow, maybe Ruth Bader Ginsburg would beat me there. If my life would end tomorrow, the only thing that's going to have any of any importance is what I did in this world that made a difference for the cause of Christ. It's the only thing that's going to matter. Not how big my house is, not how big my bank account was. None of that stuff's going to matter. And when I'm going to be laying on my deathbed, And what am I, what's going to be the cry of my heart? That I had more stuff or that I had more of an impact? That I had less cowardice, that I had more courage, that I was less fearful. Then I took every opportunity that I had to stand up and make a difference for the cause of Christ. So that's what you're watching here this morning. And again, I tip my cap to the folks at beforeitsnews.com, beforeitisnews.com. And if you're listening and you haven't been there, just go to beforeitisnews.com and you're going to see we are playing right on the homepage. Jared, can you pull that up? There we are. There's the website, and we are playing live right now and on the huddle. Now, folks, don't be discouraged because it says that there are 39 people in the huddle. The 39 people in the huddle are those who've chosen to come on the screen with us. Now, I'm going to show you how our show works. And by the way, our show is archived for viewing, listening. We're on a lot of different platforms. You can go to our show, our page, 24 hours a day, and our show is there. You can watch. There it is, Coach Dave's Interactive Huddle at CoachDaveLive.com. Remember this, I'm Coach Dave, and I'm live, all right? Coach Dave Live. It's all there. It's all free. We've been doing, as I said, this show for 3 years. January 25th, it'll be 3 years. And we welcome you into the... So here's how it works. Here's how the huddle works. So I pick a scripture. Like, I got a bunch of stuff here today that we're going to dive into. Yes, we talk about politics. Yes, we criticize the church. Yes, we criticize phony Christianity. Yes, we criticize phony pastors. Yes, we do that here. It's okay. And by the way, you're not here to follow me. If you're following me, brother, you're going to end up in a ditch. That's what the Bible says, that the blind lead the blind, and they both end up in a ditch. So I'm not some Christian guru. I don't want to go out and take a bunch of people out in the desert and have them follow me. I ain't about any of that. But this is merely a platform as a guy who was a former high school football coach who understands people and gifts and that we're one body and we're many members. My job is to try to bring all of those guys together. We do a lot of different things. So in the interactive part of the show, which, again, when we came down here this morning, I got all kinds of stuff to talk about. I'm going to throw some of it up there here in a second. But it's interactive. You with me, folks? It's interactive. And Jared, here's the first thing. Jared's our producer, so you'll hear me call his name a lot. And I'm going to show you some of the stuff we do. One of our favorite things is we like to go to words have meaning. Jared, go to Webster's. Folks, words mean things. Words. And if we are not talking, if we don't understand what the words mean, somebody can call themselves a progressive, and we don't know what that means. We just use the word progressive. Or how about this? They call you a conservative. You don't even know what that means, yet you self-identify yourself as one. Or how about this one? They call you a Christian. Or you call yourself a Christian, and you don't even know what that means. And they do that to us all the time with word, right? With word. So we like to go to Webster's 1828 online dictionary, because Noah Webster, in order to bring all the different dialects together, Noah Webster in 1828 came up with a dictionary of the English language. And words have changed over time. Gay. We know what gay used to mean, right? We know what it used to mean. Is that what it means today? Well, there it is on Webster's dictionary. Doesn't say anything about homosexuality, but it does today, right? There's the language, merry, jovial, airy, jovial, sportive, frolicsome. That's gay. But that's not the way the word's used today. You hear the word gay and you think about somebody has sex with a man having sex with a man. So we're really, really big on digging in to the truth of words and understanding what the Bible's telling us. So one of them I came across, Jared, just today, folks, hoax. Hoax. What is a hoax? So I'm going to tell you, better listen to me. You've been taught a lot of hoaxy stuff. A lot of stuff. Here's one of our themes at CoachDaveLive.com. A lot of stuff you've been taught just isn't true. It just is not true. I'm talking about things you've been taught in church. And we're not here as theologians. We're not here as anything other than guys who can read and could think. And so I say, here's what this scripture says. What does this mean? And we hear it all the time that people are talking about, well, this is a hoax and that's a hoax. And have you noticed this, that the enemy always tries to make everything that we discover a hoax? Have you ever noticed that? You rarely hear the good guys, Christians, talking about it being a hoax, but we need to start talking about it being a hoax. Because what's a hoax? Well, right there it is in Webster. Something done for deception or mockery. A trick played off in sport, except it's not a sport. To deceive. Is Ruth Bader Ginsburg still alive? Could it be a hoax? Did Antonin Scalia really have a heart attack down there? Or was that a hoax? Was 911, here we go. Wait a minute, hang on here. Was 911, I'm reaching for my tinfoil hat. Was 911, is it really what they told us it was, or was it a hoax? And it's so much of the stuff. See, Donald Trump calls it fake news. I say it's a hoax. And the verb of hoax is what? To deceive. To play a trick upon. For sport. Or without malice. Oh, no, no, no. No, the hoaxes we're seeing aren't tricks for sport. They're with malice. All right? So, much of what we see is a hoax. Can I show you a hoax? Let me show you a hoax. Fake news. Jared, click on Bible ban. Click on it. Bible ban. Pennsylvania High School's Bible ban is unconstitutional. Now, I'm not going to read down. In Pennsylvania, they've told these kids in Pennsylvania in high school, they can't hand out Bible. The Bible club, they did all the proper things, and they went to their administration, filled out all the paperwork, and they wanted to distribute Bibles to their fellow students during school hours, and the school said no. Time out a minute. Where's the church? Where are the pastors in this small town? Where are they rising up and speaking back against that power, saying our kids are going to be able to exercise their God-given First Amendment rights? We're going to hand out the Bibles, and you're not going to do anything about it. But you know why they can't? Because there's been a hoax played on us. What's that hoax? That hoax is that there's a separation between the church and the state. That's a hoax, folks. It's a hoax. There is no separation between the church and the state. Boy, I got to catch my breath here. I'm going to pray.
Amen.
Yeah. Some of you come in here so they understand this is a dialogue and not just a monologue. Anybody have something that they want to say here?
This is real ministry, Coach. That's what it is. We do this 5 days a week. If we can do it 7 days a week, we would. But I guess it's not really realistic. But this is real ministry. We get to talk about stuff. We get to relate real life with everything that's going on out there. Just like you said, this is.
Where do you live, Vinny?
Brooklyn, New York.
You're in Brooklyn, New York, and you're watching this show.
Yes, awesome. I am. Yes, I
Somebody
am.
Else come in here. Let people know we're real here. We're not phony.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, George.
Coach. Hey, you know, before, gosh, I've been, I guess, on the huddle. I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Before I got on the huddle, probably 2.5 years ago, I really felt like I was fighting this battle alone. And I've come to realize that we as Christian men, we need each other. And there's tremendous strength. And I'll tell you, for those of you listening and checking this out, you will not find in my group of men that you can dialogue with, get to know, and they'll really become your true brothers. And you will not be judged for what you will have your say. Your say is your say. And you know what? Because we're all really, our main goal is we're seeking the truth. So come join us.
George, this is a theology-free zone. You throw whatever piece of meat you want to on the table, and we'll chew on it, and we'll gnarl at it a little bit. But we're going to walk away here, friends. You do not have to be my twin to be my brother. And we think that this interaction and the multitude of many counselors is great wisdom. We think that this has just absolutely helped men's faith grow beyond what they could ever imagine since they've been following us. Come on in, Larry.
Yeah, you know, we not only what you would call criticize the popsicles behind the podiums and the doctrines of the denominations and all that and everything. We actually zero in and focus on our own selves sometimes. And for example, all the stuff Coach said this morning, so motivational, so great, it makes me want to grab a football, and I'm 70 years old, and I'd get tackled in a heartbeat. But the thing is, he said that if you make Jesus your Savior, then you become a child of God instead of a child of wrath. But that's not what the Bible literally says. You've got to make Jesus your Lord and Savior. If you don't do the Lord part, you can forget about the Savior part.
Amen, Larry. Pastor Dale, come on in here. Yeah, we have some pastors in here. Pastor Dale Socha is down in, he is in New Orleans, down in, he may be working. So he's one of those pastors that he doesn't wear tight jeans and have puffy hair and all that kind of stuff. Dale Socha is a man's man and a pastor. And folks, here at Coach Dave Live, we encourage people to take their faith out into the streets. Come on in here, Pastor Dale.
Well, hey, Coach, I've known you for some time now. You know, you're the real deal, these men in this huddle. It's been a blessing for me, even as a pastor, you know, solid truth-based church. But to fellowship with like-minded believers has been incredible. But, Coach, it goes beyond that. Not only are we doing these critical examinations of whether it's politics or what's going on in the pulpits of America, but, brother, it's also been mercy ministry. We have done the flood release. We have been doing this is a place where you get equipped and you get sent out to do the works of the ministry. It's not just about come and sit and feed your face full of theologies and ideas and artificial intelligence with Mark Trump. Brother, this is about taking the tip of the spear and ramming it into the devil's eye and then going out and helping our neighbor, demonstrating our love to them, feeding thousands in Springfield, Louisiana, feeding thousands in Texas, cutting down... We go, brother, wherever the iron needs to be struck, we go.
We are a boots on the ground ministry. Yes, we do this every day, but we do. We were down to Panama City. We're going to go back to Panama City. We go everywhere. We encourage men to get out of the pew and engage their faith for the cause of Christ. We even have with us a former. Are you ready for this one? A former. What would we call him? Transsexual, sexual deviant. What would we call you, David? Can you come in here, David Arthur, the alphabet man? He has his own show, but he joins us. He's in the queue with us here every morning. We call it the queue. That's what we are, Q-U-E. And David's here, but I don't know. Maybe he is.
Coach.
Come on in here, David. Come on in here.
Former ex-homosexual, ex-transgender, ex-deviant, ex-prostitute. Ex-junkie, ex-alky, ex of the world. Well, over 30 years as a transgender, prostitute, HIV positive, ended up on my deathbed with full-blown AIDS. And you know what? It was the offending truth. It was that offensive truth. It was those harsh words of that Christian correctional officer in prison that said to me, God didn't create you to be that way. What is wrong with you? That's what planted the seed. And you know what? So I spent 8 years trying to get into these buildings, these church buildings, and trying to build a ministry only to have the church and the conservatives and of course the liberals all try to kick me down. And it was over a year ago now that Coach Dave had me on his show. And ever since then, Jesus changed my life. Coach Dave changed my walk. And he has laid a foundation. And that's what he does. He lays foundations. And when he lays the foundation, it's up to us to build on it and to do what we got to do. So
David, here's the truth, brother. Here's the truth. David Arthur, who lived 30 some years as a woman, radically transformed by the cause of the rebirth in Jesus Christ. The church doesn't want him to come in. They don't want him to come in. He's got this miraculous story to tell about this miraculous Christ and what he did in his life. But the pastors don't want to take it on because some fat bucks is sitting on the front row and his kid's a homosexual and he doesn't want to hear about how his kid wasn't born that way. Hey, folks, that's the kind of stuff we take on. That's what we take on here. We got Mark Trump in here. Mark, can you come in here? Mark is our artificial intelligence, our AI. He is our cyber sleuth guy. Come on in here, man.
Hey, good morning, and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. I joined up with Coach after seeing him at a Watchman conference in Boise, Idaho in 2017. And I'll just relate this to you. If you're in your church or you're studying and you're just not getting it, or if you're in your church and you're still getting the salvation story every Sunday, but everyone in the church, you look around and you're saved, what do you do as a Christian? Yesterday, I mentioned that Coach is a coach, and the pastor is only mentioned in the Bible once. But what we need are our coaches in our churches to enable us on how to fight Satan. So once I started to learn Coach's mission, that he sent people to the field to help and serve other people, it immediately struck home in my heart. So if you're the kind of man that wants to put your hands on something and help other people and get off your butt and get out there and see what you can do for Christ and witness and share your testimony, you can't do that just sitting at home. So I'd encourage you to come equipped, gather information from the show, and it's going to be way more than you imagine. But certainly I'm humbled by what I learned and the relationships I've made with all these great men. I'd also challenge you, if you think about your church, who are you really, really close with? Who are all the doctors in your church? Do you even know them? Who are all the lawyers? See, I know Roger Weaver. Roger Weaver's our lawyer. You know, I know Jared, the producer. I know Coach. I've been to his house. So we're a nationwide, actually a global group. There's people calling in from Australia and the UK, but we know each other. Can you say that about your church?
And that's it, Coach. That's it. Roger, come on in here. Thanks, Mark. Roger. Come on in here, Roger. He's hiding down in there. Roger's been with us from almost day one, and Roger is an attorney. But, Roger, I don't want you to talk. Don't come in here. I hate attorneys. Jesus hated attorneys. So don't come in here and talk about legal stuff. Talk about what being part of this huddle's done for you, Rod.
Well, I think I've been for about 3 years now, and Dave, I've known you for a few years, and I think for me, what I enjoy most about the huddle is probably two things. One is, I've been a believer since I was 15, and been to church and every men's group that a church has, every prayer breakfast, Bible study, small group, bacon and egg Saturday morning men's gathering. And what I love about the huddle is joining in with like-minded men and studying God's word and tying it into our culture today.
Amen.
I love also, I've learned a lot that I wasn't taught and I should have been taught. And what I mean by that is I understand the concept of love flowing through the Bible. I understand that God loves us, so on and so forth. But I think that today's church spends too much time on that topic and not enough time on the topic of God's wrath.
And judgment.
God's judgment. I think, Dave, the other thing that has helped me in the huddle over the years is, although we will always be a sinful creature, we can defeat sin. If you are struggling with sin, be it gluttony, pornography, cheating on your IRS taxes, or whatever, God's word can help you overcome and stop that sin. And instead of being a rescue mission at church, you can be healed.
Amen.
So, what can I say? And I love as we bring the Bible into the conversation. Yes, we talk politics, but folks, let's listen. Our King, our Savior, he hung out with the politicians and the leaders of the day. And we need to be able to do that also. Thus, you got to have an idea of what's going on and how that relates to God's word.
And we know this, that his greatest target, our Savior's greatest target, were the leaders of the day. Religious. You say, well, Coach, he didn't mess around in politics. Well, yes, he did. Yes, he did, because the political people were the ones in the temple. The leader, Jesus said to Pilate, you have no authority over me. No authority over me, Jesus said to Pilate, right? Pilate was a Roman. Jesus said, you don't have any authority over me. My authority's in the church. And he spent his whole time attacking the religious folks in the church, those who were trying to do what the Bible says, teach his commandments, the doctrines of men, making the word of God of none effect. And whether we realize it or not, we're fighting that same battle here today in 2019. I live just outside Columbus, Ohio, but there are people in here from all across America. Somebody else want to jump in here? How about if we hear from Paul Webb? Paul Webb out there in Oklahoma. What's going on, Paul? Come on in here.
I'm doing well, Coach. How you doing?
Doing great, brother. What would you say about what's going on here? We're trying to encourage others not to be afraid, Paul. Jump in here, man. This is good stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pastor. I'm not an AI guy. I'm somebody that loves the Lord and is working on my journey through Christ, with Christ. And I just want to say this show gives you the whole counsel of God, not part of it, the whole counsel of God. And sometimes it's going to be a little uncomfortable. Sometimes you'll squirm. Amen. But it is the best thing that you can ever do is to get on here and have someone challenge you.
Amen.
In what you believe and make you think about what you believe. Doesn't mean you always agree with everything, but it makes you think. And that's what's surely lacking in a lot of our churches today. They don't allow you to have the opportunity to think.
Who's feeding you? What meal are you eating? Are you eating from the same table every day? And that's your pastor. You get one meal a week, and he serves it to you, and he's got a bland diet, or they talk about other things that are going on in the world. That's what we do here. Was somebody trying to get in that I walked all over there? JR, you come on in here a second. JR has his own show that he does out of the Columbus, Ohio area. Come on, JR, what's it like being in the huddle here?
It's an experience. Coach, I have been with you from before the show, and I think you ought to share with the people what created you. It's called the ACLU. If it hadn't been for the ACLU, you wouldn't have existed.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's right, JR. I was a football coach in Ohio, and I got sued for having prayer with our football teams, and that launched me into this thing that we're on. And JR and I go way back. He does his own show on Saturday mornings. But we're all out there trying to do the same thing, and that's trying to get the Christian church to engage in the culture. There's no reason why we are losing this battle. Let's roll down to Texas. See, we started this thing called this. Thanks, JR. We called this thing called the Salt and Light Brigade. We're trying to raise up like-minded men all across America in these things that we call huddles. And we got a guy that is the king huddler. He's the guy who organizes these huddles all across America, our national director of the Salt and Light Brigade. Chad, come on in here, Chad. I won't give away who you are and what you do. I won't say all that, but brother, come in and talk to me.
Well, I want to encourage people that if you're looking for a place to be able to plug in and get out of the pulpit and get on the field, then this is where to do it at. You know, you get to exchange ideas, learn, grow, and realize that, you know, if you're listening or going to Before It's News, then you've already kind of been red-pilled. And this show red-pills you from the church.
Amen, brother.
You grew up knowing.
Say that again, Chad. Say that again.
This show red-pills you from the church. That's what it does.
Amen, brother. Now, listen, folks, not that your church is wrong, not that your pastor is wrong, but you are not getting the full counsel of God. I'm going to tell you something. Somebody ain't telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The guys in the pulpits are not telling you the whole thing that's going on. And we as Christians ought to be more awake, more prepared than anybody else that we come in contact with. And the truth of the matter is just the opposite. The American Christian church is not aware of what's going on. And the pastors in the church have no solution for what to do in the times in which we live. And so that's what we try to do. We try to inspire and motivate and encourage and organize men and women to get out of the pews and make a difference for the cause of Christ. Somebody else.
Hey, Coach. Coach, real quick.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
If you're a pastor in a church, could I ask you a question?
I'm not.
I know, but I couldn't, could I?
No, you couldn't. You're not allowed to ask questions as your pastor.
That's right.
Not allowed to. He's king.
Well, king. Hey, Coach, I want to say as a pastor, and I've known you for some 13, 14 years, what I've enjoyed. I've been with you 2 years in the huddle, but a long time in the street ministry with you. I just challenge anybody who's listening to this, just connect, because this is more than just separating from the doctrines of demonoia that is being preached in many pulpits in America. But I love the fellowship. This is what I start my day with. I open up my word, and then I turn on this show, and I hear all of these men fellowshipping, accountability, relationship building. Brother, this is building the kingdom of God. It's about people. It's about people. And if all you're getting is a Sunday morning message, you're an Ethiopian Christian. You're eating once a week. Here, you're eating 5 days a week, and it's good fellowship.
Amen, Dale. See, sir, we actually got some pastors that like us. Jared, let's do what we always do. Let's go to Romans 12 real quick, because I want to be able to bring that up. Somebody else, come on in here. I got a lot of stuff to talk about, but I want to open forum for, again, folks, we are streaming today on beforeitisnews.com. It's a website with millions of viewers, readers, a lot of different stuff there. And they honored us by carrying our show live this morning. Now, it's my understanding that this is our show, even the archive, is going to remain at beforeitsnews.com all day. It'll be there. So every time people are coming there, they're going to see this. Hey, some of them ain't going to like it. All right, I get it. Some of them aren't. But there's some of you out there, men in particular, whose hearts are beating right now, even as you listen to it. See, I've been looking for this all my life, some of you. And we're trying to appeal to you and let you know that there's not something wrong with you, that you may be nuts, but you're screwed onto the right bolt. You understand? Now, Randy, are you out there, Randy? Because Randy sent me Randy's from Oklahoma as well. Randy sent me an email today. And Randy, I want you to share with people the revelation that you got that you sent to me this morning. Folks, this is the kind of stuff that we do here in the hub. Somebody brings a little bit of bread, somebody brings a little bit of vinegar, and somebody brings a little bit of cake, and we have ourselves a meal here every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come on in, Randy.
Yeah, Coach, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. And Randy's a newbie. He's only been with us for maybe 5 or 6 months.
Yeah, that's right, Coach. George tried to get me in a year ago, and I was too busy, and I thought, oh, I don't need this. And then when I finally did, I thought, man, why did I waste so much time? Coach, it has changed my life. You have equipped me to the fear of man has left me, Coach.
Amen.
And I give it credit to a lot of people in the cuddle. But to you too, that I can go anywhere and I'm going to speak. I'm not afraid to speak. But this morning, Coach, I want to tell you, I wrestled during the night and I pondered and I prayed and but anyway, I got up and I opened about 4:30 and I opened it to what I sent you, Coach. And it just come to me. I had no idea you was going into a new avenue here. And it was this, what God told Samuel. He said, quit mourning for those that will not hear what I'm trying to do. Move on, fill your horn with oil, and go. And Coach, that's where I'm at in my life, and I think that's where we're at. God is doing something in our nation, and we need to hear what he's doing. And if our system we're in cannot deliver that, we need to move on and go, Coach.
Amen, brother, because the truth's out there, Randy. Hey, Jared, pull that up. That's 1 Samuel 16, okay? 1 Samuel 16. God bless you, Randy. And we got guys like you're Randy. Some of you watching right now at beforeitsnews.com, you're Randy. You're all alone, isolated, and you go on the internet and you're trying to feed yourself with information. You go to church and nobody gets it and you can't figure out why anybody gets it. We get it here. We get it here. And whatever it is, you're allowed to talk about it here. We may not necessarily agree, but you're still our friend, you're still our brother, and we will chew this thing out till we get to the bone and figure out exactly what's going on. Now, Randy sent this to me here this morning, and it is 1 Samuel 16. And here's what Randy just said to me. Because, folks, listen, I'm constantly trying to encourage people to get involved. Stop being afraid that if we're counterculture, if we don't stand up and speak up now, right now, right now, if we don't open our mouth and speak, if we are not the oracles of God, if we are not the vessels of which God can flow through into this lost and dying world, if we don't stand up for truth, justice, and the American way, who's going to? if Christian and Christian men in particular don't. So Randy sent this to me this morning, and it says, "And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long are you going to sit around and mourn over Saul?" Now stop a minute. How much more time are you going to sit in church and waste time in church wondering what went wrong? How long are you going to do that? That's what Randy's asking. How long? You know something's wrong, and you're not hearing about it in church. You're not hearing about it anywhere. Well, how long are you going to sit there on your butt and mourn about it? He says to Samuel, "Seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel." I'm going to tell you, folks, there's some things about Christianity and Christian leaders that the Lord has rejected. It's right there. "I have rejected him from reigning over Israel." How long are we going to continue to sit? How long are we going to let Nancy Pelosi rule over us and Chuck Schumer? How long are we going to allow that kind of stuff to continue? Or maybe some of you out there, hate Donald Trump. You know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing the people that hate Donald Trump are doing something to try to get rid of Donald Trump. But I don't see the people who hate Nancy Pelosi doing anything to try to get rid of Nancy Pelosi. We're fighting a one-way war. We are constantly on defense. What did he say to Samuel? Now you look there. What did he say to Samuel? "Fill your horn with oil and go." What's oil? What does oil represent in the scriptures? The anointing. The anointing. Fill yourself with the anointing of God and go. "And I will send to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears it, he's going to kill me. Oh, my goodness. If I speak up, the ACLU is going to come after me and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the IRS is going to come after me. How can I do anything about it? And he's going to kill me." And the Lord said, "Hey, dude, you take a heifer with you and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord." Some of you won't like this show because we call you to come and die. We come and call you to die. We believe this, that there are many of us right now who will have to suffer greatly if this thing is going to be turned around. See, here's a problem that we run into. People don't want to do that because they've been taught to live their best life now, right? I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't know if Ruth Bader Ginsburg's still alive or not. I don't know. I was talking to my wife about a little child in our family that died. How many years ago was that? I said to her, I'm 66, so it's probably, I don't know, 40 years ago, 35, and a young baby died in our family. And I said to my wife, you know, he's dead, just like George Washington's dead. And Abraham Lincoln's dead. Moses is dead. Moses, my servant, is dead. In fact, that's Joshua. Maybe we ought to read. Yeah, Joshua. Go there, Jared. Joshua. Death comes to everybody. You're going to live longer after you die than you live now. Boy, there's a mic drop. You're going to live longer after you're dead. Oh, my goodness. In fact, you're going to live in a place where there is no time. Now, after the death of Moses, Joshua chapter 1, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, his minister, he said to Moses, "Hey, buddy, John the Baptist is dead. Moses, my servant, is dead." He dead. Jesus is dead. Now, we know he lives, right? Jesus is dead. Paul's dead. The apostles are dead. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, get up off of your butt. Go over the Jordan, you and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even until the children of Israel. And by the way, Josh, every place you put your foot, I've given it to you. And by the way, as I was with Moses, baby, I'm with you. He said in the New Testament, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, go you into all the world. Go ye And Lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the year. See, some of you are being, you don't know what to think. You're watching this right now. Say, who is this nut? I'm just reading the word to you. I'm going, can somebody, hey, Jared, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go sit in church. Is that what it says here? Go sit on the second pew. No, it doesn't say that. Go sit on that second pew and listen to the pastor and pay your tithes and don't cause any trouble. Is that what that says? I don't think so. Come on in, Dale.
Hey, Coach.
George, whoever it was, yeah.
You're definitely a nut, but you're screwed on the right bolt.
I am. I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
That's right. Amen. Ashamed.
I'm just dumb enough to think that the only way that this nation can be saved is if Christian men arise. If Christian men stand up and begin to push back. Listen, you don't have to be a Christian to agree with this. You don't have, hey, you don't have to be a Christian to not want your son crawling in the sack with another man. You don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to be a Christian to not want your 16-year-old daughter pregnant. You don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to be a Christian to not want people coming across the border and stealing the hard work and effort that you put into. You don't have to be a Christian to do that. You understand? But Christianity, the principles of Christianity, are the foundation upon which this nation was built. And if you're not a Christian, the Bible tells us this, it may not impact you now, but it will in the next life. And remember, you're going to live that next life a lot longer than you're going to live this one. Some people get a year. Some little babies are born, they get a year to live. Some people live to be 100. Nobody knows how long you're going to live. It's what you do while you live and the life that you live.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Coach, you've talked more about the afterlife that I've heard in most churches in years. And let me just make this point, because I think what you're saying is so appropriate. Most men I hang around, they plan harder for a 2-week vacation than they do for their eternal life. And, you know, it's time, men, we think every day about that eternal life, because that will impact what we do for the kingdom in this life.
George, it's because we've sissified Christianity. We've taken the testosterone out of Christianity. If you don't mind me, they have cut the gonads off of Christian men. It's not, you know, I asked the question, are you allowed to be a Christian and be a man? Are you allowed to be both of those things? Is Christian testosterone a good thing or a bad thing? See, I think it's a good thing.
Hey, Coach.
God made me a male. Yes.
As long as you're not masculine, you can be a man. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah, Mark, they're male by birth, but you're a man by choice. And it's time, Christian.
In that traditional day of masculinity, which was with the young boys that were storming the beaches of Normandy, that courage, that bravado, that testosterone, that is now being said is evil, is bad, is not healthy. And we as a church sit back and let that be said.
Roger. Yeah, let me jump in here. Yeah, let me jump in here on that, Coach.
Okay, come on in, Bobby.
Yeah, at work yesterday, a guy in his early 30s, been told all his life, ADHD. Yeah, he's hyper. But I had to go down, you know, me being the former behavioral therapist, I had to explain to him how he's a testosterone-driven machine, how we are designed to go kill the grizzly bear, how there's nothing wrong with you, but it is your responsibility to get it under control, because if we're in a boat, I'm not going to have you drive headlong into the seas and get me killed.
Amen.
So I had... Yeah, and I said, you have bought into your brainwashing all of your life, primarily shoved down your throat by a female perspective, that you're supposed to calm down, sit there all day, and behave like a girl. And by the time I was done with that, I wrapped it up into the reality that the pharmaceutical, medical industry, and psychological industries prop each other up to make billions. So
yes,
By the time I'm done, him and another guy completely understood what I'm saying and realized how they've been lied to all of our lives.
Yeah. Bobby, this is what we talk about here, folks. These are the issues that we take on here, because if the Bible is no good if it doesn't change you when you read it and those around it when they're around you. If you call yourself a Christian and the people, and you're living like everybody else, and the people around you aren't being impacted by you, then hey, your salt's lost its savor and you're good for nothing is what the scripture says. We got about 11 minutes here. Somebody come on in.
Coach, I got something I want to say. Everyone that just spoke, I have a chance to personally interact with each one of them. And we're from I'm up in Wisconsin. There's down in Texas, all over this land, all over this country. Now, 2 years ago, when I started tuning in, listening to you, I was just a couch potato Christian. I was fearing going out and sharing my faith. I've been to multiple events now across this land. And the one that really encouraged me was all your boots on the ground action that put hair on my chest. You put out a call a couple years ago, and you've done it before that, is to go to Columbus, Ohio, stand in front of 500,000 sodomites and share your testimony for Jesus Christ. Now, that's the kind of faith in action that emboldens people. And the game that you put me in, and since then, I can't go back.
Right now, not only that, so you're not following me. I've awakened a lion inside of you, and you're finding a place to go roar. That's all. That's all this is about, folks. This isn't hard. This isn't hard. Come on in, Denny.
I was going to say, I have to go with everybody else. I've already been watching him, 4 months? And he's completely... It's what they're all saying. It's brought out in me the fear of man. That was my biggest hang up that I had. I knew the Bible. I knew what Jesus was all about, and I was following him. But then he brought out the fear's gone anymore. And the amazing thing, everybody on this queue is like a brother to me. I mean, an absolute brother to me. They're closer to me than my blood brothers.
Amen.
I really are. And I know I can call on any of them for prayer. And I know they'll pray.
Folks, let me jump in here real quick, Denny. Because, folks, this is one of the things that we do. We take these huddles and we take them on the road. We're going to be in Oskaloosa, Iowa, on the 27th and 28th of this month. Denny has organized an event up there. He's expecting, who knows, 250, 300 people as we are beginning to awaken Christian men all across this country. We go, man. We got a schedule like... We're going to be up in Wisconsin. Rob Pugh's got the Wisconsin Christian News, and he has an event they put on every year up there called the Expo. We're going to be up there. We're going to be in Rochester, Minnesota. Tim Tuber got a hold on me today, wants us to come to Oregon. We are putting – if you go to CoachDaveLive.com, and click on events, you'll see all the stuff that we have going on. And there's a place for you to plug in. And we are taking these events regionally, and we're waking up and uniting like-minded Christians all across the nation. That's what we're trying to do. We call it the Salt and Light Brigade. And we want you to be able to plug in. You find us, by the way, you can email me. Just go to the website. It's very simple, though. I'm Coach, and I'm at CoachDaveLive.com. So you go Coach at CoachDaveLive.com. Yes. I will read the email. Yes, I will answer. Not some big staff here outside in the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio. Somebody else, come on in.
Hey, Coach. This is Glenn. Hey,
Glenn.
I just want to
Glenn's in Dallas.
I just want to encourage if you're a guy and what you heard this morning, you've been sitting there and you've been going to church and singing hymns and then going home and wondering, is that all there is to Christianity? I want to encourage you to listen in every day because your faith will be built. You'll be equipped and your life will be inspired and changed. So Amen. If you're out there and your bell has Amen. Been rung today, I want to encourage you to just tune in each Amen. Day and your spirit man will be built.
CoachDaveLive.com. Just go to join the huddle and you can be in here and be interactive just like us. Gary, did you try to get in here?
Yeah, I did. Hey, Coach, I've got 3 points that I want to make. And one is you keep talking about the church and the condition it is in. So when I found the show a couple years ago, we had left the church because of frustration. And I found out firsthand when we did the See You at the Poll. I went to 5 local churches. I talked to 2 pastors. I called 1 pastor two or three different times and never got a return call back. I never, not one pastor, not one person from any church came to meet me at the pole to pray. And that just proved everything. I proved it to myself that, hey, the church is dead. Point number two, the boots on the ground activities that you engage in. I've been to several of them over the past couple of years, and I agree with Ray. The one in Columbus is a fantastic way to get involved. But any of the activities across the country are phenomenal, and will wet the whistle, will get you active, and start to get you warmed up. I mean, you do. Everybody has their own pace and needs to walk into it. Point number three, it has also made me be more of a servant. I've gone now to a couple of different disasters, the one in Texas, the one in Florida. And I'll tell you, when you go and be a servant and do things for other people at that magnitude, when their lives are totally disrupted and some of them are destroyed,
amen,
difference in you. So, amen. Yeah, people, amen, come on and get involved.
Amen. Hey, Lowell, I just feel you got something to say, Lowell. Lowell's an old war dog out there. What, you sitting in there listening to him? What do you got to add to it, Lowell?
Well, I just want to say, Coach, that what brought me here is the fact that it is testimony with testosterone. It's rough and tumble, and it is the relentless pursuit of the truth.
Amen.
Amen. And we say it's okay to be a man. Nothing wrong with being a man. Stand up and be one, be proud. Thanks, Lowell.
Hey, Coach, I want to just jump in here right quick. My name's Kevin. I'm in Joplin, Missouri. I'm a real estate broker by trade. I have a radio show and talk about real estate, but since I've been listening to Coach, I talk about politics and religion, and I throw it on a news talk radio station in Southwest Missouri. But I'm going to say I started listening to you back in 2010 when I was so frustrated with the Obama administration and what was going on with that. And realizing that we've been living in this lukewarm church, that we had grown up in this lukewarm church, and then got in listening to you and what you were saying and putting some testosterone back in it and taking the political correctness out of it, you took the blinders off my eyes and kicked the wax out of my ears. And what this Q has done, I've been with you the whole time. What this Q has done is it virtually strips me of my skin every day and lets me rebuild myself in what the Word of God says and what Jesus Christ has meant for us to do and follow in what he wanted us to
say. Amen, Kevin. Amen. God bless you, Kevin. Listen, here's what we're about. Okay, I got to wrap the show up here. We've got 3 minutes. First of all, I want to thank Mike, the crew at BeforeIt'sNews.com for giving us this opportunity to be here. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to be able to expose who we are and what we're about to you. We would love for you. We'd love for you to become part of what we do. CoachDaveLive.com. That's where you can find us. CoachDaveLive.com. But here's what I constantly say this to folks. Women are listening. My wife, my beautiful wife, just walked down and said, this just isn't a man thing. We got women in here. And not that that sounded awful. Girls are welcome in here as well. They jump in and they add a lot of good things. But we know this, don't we, fellas? We know that it's the male that's under attack in America. We understand that. And so we are here. I say, listen, don't tell people to you're following me. Don't follow me. Just come in here, get in here. The water's fine. It'll be a little bit uncomfortable at first, like when you get in a hot tub and you got to take that breath because it's hot. You're not used to it. And then you settle in and it gets better. That's what it's like here. Yeah, come on in.
Super quick. If you're sitting in your church and you don't feel a part of something, one of the big things that's the truth in this group is we are in the body of Christ, and everything everyone's saying are fruits of it. The relationships, the knowledge, the digging in the Bible, the reading. So to be assembled in the body of Christ is different than what we felt in our churches. I feel the same way Roger did and a lot of the others who talked about church. If you're not in the body of Christ, we are it. So I would challenge you to come in and check the water, like Coach is saying.
We are the church, baby. We are the church. Folks, coach@coachdavelive.com. Shoot me an email. I read every one of them. I'll answer every one of them. We would love for you to become part of what's going on here, because I'm going to tell you this right now. Donald Trump isn't going to save America. Only Jesus can make America great again. And only Jesus can make America great again by once again helping men and women of Christ to become the salt of the earth. The scripture tells us that if the salt loses his savor, it's henceforth good for nothing except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. That's what's happened to us. We're trying to awaken and shaken the sleeping giant, the Christian body of Christ, to rise up and do great things for Christ. God bless all of you. Thank you, beforeitsnews.com, Mike, for giving us opportunity. And let's go make a difference for the cause of Christ. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.